And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 26th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of novelist Pearl S. Buck, born in Hillsboro, West Virginia. Her parents were Presbyterian ministers in China, and Buck was born while they were on vacation in the United States. When she was 3 months old, her parents took her back to China, where they had been, and she learned to speak Chinese before she learned to speak English. She fled China after civil war erupted and began writing a novel on the ship to America called East Wind, West Wind. The following year, she published The Good Earth, about a Chinese peasant who becomes a wealthy landowner. At the time, Westerners saw China as one of the most exotic places on earth. Pearl Buck was the first writer to portray the lives of ordinary Chinese people for a Western audience. The novel won a Pulitzer Prize and became an international bestseller. It's the birthday of the blues musician Big Bill Brunsey, born in Scott, Mississippi in 1898, one of 17 children of parents born into slavery. When he was a young boy, his uncle made him a fiddle from a cigar box and taught him how to play. He later moved to Chicago, learned to play the guitar and sing the blues. He began making recordings and soon became one of the most popular blues singers in the country. He sang at Carnegie Hall. But by the late 40s, the blues began to change with Muddy Waters' electric guitar sound and style. By 1950, Brunsey was working as a janitor at Iowa State University when Studs Terkel rediscovered him and had him on his program as a frequent guest. Eric Clapton later credited Brunsey as one of his strongest influences. And it's the birthday of the poet and memoirist Laurie Lee, born in Stroud, Gloucestershire, England in 1914. He was the 11th of 12 children, grew up in a tiny English village where everyone lived in crumbling houses with huge families and no electricity or running water. He said, "We lived at the mercy of the seasons, saw little of the outside world, cooked on wood fires, and went to bed by candlelight. I belonged to a kind of tribal community which had lasted for 1,000 years, but which since has died out, and I saw the last of it." When he was 15, Laurie Lee dropped out of high school. After working as an errand boy, he walked to London, which took him about a month, sleeping in fields and making money during the day playing his violin. Then later he took off to Spain, where he witnessed the Spanish Civil War. He published many books of poetry during the 1940s without much success, but then he began to write his memoirs, for which he is best remembered. Near the end of his life, he moved back to his hometown and found out that he'd become famous. Tourists came from the cities to see the village that he'd written about in his books, and once a tourist, walking past his garden, asked him if he knew where Laurie Lee was buried. And here's a poem by Carol Ann Duffy titled "Anon." If she were here, she'd forget who she was. It's been so long. Maybe a nurse, a nanny, maybe a nun. Anon. A girl I met was willing to bet that she still lived on, anon, but had packed it all in, the best verb, the right noun, for a life in the sun. A woman I knew kept her skull on a shelf in a room, anon's, and swore that one day, as she worked at her desk, it cleared its throat as though it had something to get off its chest. A poem by Carol Ann Duffy, Anon, from her collection Feminine Gospels, published by Faber and Faber, and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will all join us next time.